kicks. He's got it all. Great shot. Line shoot. Up his shot and weather the storm. He knows what it's like to have to weather an early storm. Look at this stuff.
Who would have said it would be Jimbo on the back with Lane Mercer in his guard? He would have tapped me out. Guillotine choke. Tap out win for Jimbo.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Zachary, believe it or not, Manny Pacquiao is leaving the plantation. That's right, Manny Pacquiao is going to fight in the United Emirates, Arab Emirates, Dubai, April 23rd. Against the undefeated Mike Horn, I think, believes his name. And they are not bringing Bob Arum or Top Rank with them. What do you think that says to Master Bob?
I mean, I think that says that he learned from Floyd Mayweather at the end of the day. He saw how much Floyd Mayweather made in their fight. And I know Pacquiao made a lot, but he didn't make quite as much as Floyd did.
You know, I'll say this. If Floyd's making $200 million for that one night, but if he's making $85 million a night, and the other guy's getting paid well, and there's still money for the promoters to be made. Does that sort of tell you what the promoters were making before they had to split this money up?
Yeah, it really does. And I mean, and if I had to guess, I bet even Floyd isn't getting paid exactly what he should get paid based on that. You know, I'm sure that there's, you know, people behind the scenes that are making a bunch of money off the fight still.
Well, the bottom line is athletes in combat sports deserve to get paid because the window of opportunity is close, is you know, it doesn't stay open very long. And of course, Floyd Mayweather's, God, I wish that had closed many, many years ago. Now, let's go to boxing first. Adrian Broner was on television tonight. Adrian Broner now fighting at 147. Should I be impressed with Adrian Broner tonight?
I wasn't that impressed, and I scored the fight a draw, honestly. Broner, it's the same problems that have plagued his career since the beginning, I'd say, is his lack of activity.
He's fat.
He lets people get into these fights. He just sits there, and he tries to do a poor man's shoulder roll, and these guys are landing combinations on him. And, I mean, he'll land some nice counters here and there, but a lot of times he just gets outworked.
Adrian Broner now 33-2, 24 KOs. Of course, I think he fights chubby. He fights fat. At 147, he's fat. He's a guy that should probably be fighting. If he was really disciplined, he'd be at 135.
35 or even 40, I think, would be better for him. You know, I mean, his record at 147 and above right now is 3-2, and two of the three wins are kind of like a little controversial. So that's not a great record at 147.
Scores were 97, 93, 96, 94. Broner, and one judge had it 94, 95, 95. Of course, we're talking about his 12 round battle with Adrian Granados, who's now 18-5-2 with 11 KOs. Now, the co-feature featured Lamont Peterson. Now, should I get excited about Lamont Peterson being back in action?
I think he had a better performance than Broner, but I don't know. I didn't like his whole leaning forward that he was doing. You know, it's like I don't see a lot of fighters have a stance like that, and it didn't seem to make sense. It seemed like it made the fight harder for him than it needed to be. But I don't know. He looked decent tonight, and he was on a long layoff himself. So,
you know, he had some Flintstone vitamin issues early on.
Yeah, he did. And I mean, they were talking about he ran like a marathon to prepare for this fight. So, I mean, his stamina seems to have improved. I don't know if there's any Flintstone vitamins going on still, but I wouldn't be too surprised, I'll say.
You know, we talked about the drug testing in combat sports. It really seems that some of the organizations starting to step up the process. I know the WBO is pushing hard for drug testing. They're trying to push for some off-season drug testing as well. Now, Manny Pacquiao, their welterweight title holder, of course, going over to the United Arab Emirates, going to fight at 147. You know, is this like Joe Louis or Muhammad Ali when they took those guys on the road when they were old and took them to countries where they could make money because they weren't selling tickets at home anymore?
Yeah, has anyone heard of Horn? Like, really? Even dedicated boxing fans, I don't think, are too familiar with the guy.
Look, I'll give you a little inside scoop on the guy. His mother doesn't know he's even boxing.
Yeah, see, it's a secret. He's like this secret opponent for.
Well, she thought when she said boxing, he was like, you're working down in a factory, doing some boxing in a factory. Anyway, that is the world of boxing as we look at it right now. We've got Tyson Fury out of the picture. His cousin Huey Fury is going to fight Joseph Parker, the undefeated WBO guy. Of course, they're both undefeated. I think Parker's slightly favored there. Should he be?
I think so. I mean, he's more proven, but I didn't think that Parker looked tremendous in his last fight with Andy Ruiz. So I don't know. I think that fight is a bit of a toss up, but I'd lean towards Parker based on experience.
Could Andy Ruiz ever get a good? Could he ever have a good body?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, if I was him, I wouldn't even want to take off my shirt. Would you want to take off your shirt if you look like that?
Nah, that's not really the greatest look.
No, but how do you tell people you're a professional? How do you walk into a bar and tell people you're a professional fighter, you're ranked in the top 10, you got a body like that?
I don't even know. I mean, he's not a bad fighter, though. He's a pretty good fighter.
But still, you've got to have some physical appearance to you. Perception's a lot, man. When people look at people, perception's a lot. You look at him, you think, Doughboy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Andy Ruiz, he makes Chris Ariola look like a waif model.
And, Vladimir Klitschko, the aforementioned 1996 Olympic gold medalist, now long in the tooth, almost 40 years old now, of course, taking on Anthony Joshua, the young Tiger, 17-0, 17 wacks of the UK. Who wins and why?
You might not like this prediction. I don't think Anthony Joshua has beaten anyone. I don't think he's prepared for.
No, look, I'm not blowing Anthony Joshua here. Don't make like I'm his number one fan. He's a young buck, but go on.
I don't.
Hold
think...
on, hold on a second, hold on a second. Go on.
You had to spit out Anthony Joshua.
No, man, you didn't have to tell the people that, you knucklehead. Go on.
Well, you know, I think that Klitschko obviously has a huge experience edge. And if the Klitschko that showed up against Fury shows up, then Anthony Joshua will probably win. But if any other version of Klitschko shows up, I don't think that he's going to lose to Anthony Joshua. I don't see that the level of preparation in fighting these. Like, Anthony Joshua has no real challenging opponents on his record thus far.
Okay, Fedor Emelianenko did not fight tonight in San Jose. And you know, and I decided not to go to that fight card earlier in the week before he pulled out. But he didn't pull out, but Matt Mitrione pulled out, Fallon Fox's favorite friend there. I got to ask you, man, is Bellator starting to make the right moves? I mean, are they doing things consistently? Are people starting to talk about Bellator at all?
I think so. I mean, I think Bellator... It's like they're generating some type of buzz. I think having Fedor over there definitely helps because he's one of the biggest names in the heavyweight division. And at one point he was the best heavyweight on the planet. So I think they're trending upward, but they're trending slowly upward. Like if their stock was at a dollar, it's at like $1.20 right now.
Who is the best fighter pound for pound in the world of mixed martial arts outside of John Jones?
Outside of John Jones, I would say, you know, that's kind of tough because there aren't a lot of long reigning champions.
What about Demetrius Johnson?
Demetrius Johnson is probably the best choice. He's the longest reigning. I think Conor McGregor's up there, but he did lose to Nate Diaz recently, so we got to factor that in. I think he's up there too, though, Conor McGregor.
Tyron Woodley says he's being dogged because of his race. Is he?
I don't really think so because John Jones and Anderson Silva are two of the biggest stars in the history of the UFC.
Okay, speaking of Anderson Silva, did he get a gift last week? He didn't land any strikes. How did he win that fight?
Yeah, he got a bit of a gift.
A bit?
Yeah.
did he get a bit or did he get a real gift?
I think it was a gift. I mean, I don't know how the other guy lands like double the number of strikes and loses the fight somehow.
Well, that's your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO, of course, on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com.